You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, who's glad to be in the house of God today on Family Service Day? What an honour it is to be able to speak to you around families today, because we know that God is for families. And I would like to share on the importance of God's Word. The importance of God's Word in each of our lives. Because it's more than just a good book. It's more than just an outdated book. It is the inspired Word of God. It's His Word and His truth for our lives. And it's powerful because it has the power to change our lives. It's powerful because it has the power to change our families. And it's powerful because it has the power to change communities and societies. In Psalm 19:10, the psalmist says, "The word of God is precious, more precious than gold." So my thought today is, if the word of God is so powerful and life-changing, then shouldn't it be central in our homes? Today, my heart is for each of us to see the importance of reading the Word of God. It's not to make people feel guilty, but to be inspired to strengthen the practice of reading the Bible as a family. Reading of the Word of God is so important, not only for ourselves, but also our families. And my encouragement is to start or to continue practicing the habit of reading the Word of God, either by yourself or together. If your household consists of one person, two, or even more, we can all come around together and read the Word of God. So let's pray. Lord God, I just thank you that your word is powerful, that your word is true. And Lord God, I just want to bring encouragement today around the fact that your word is good for our lives. And we honour you and thank you for what you're going to do in our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, amen. When I was in my late 20s, I had went overseas and did a 34-day camping tour of different countries in Africa. And one of the places we went to was a cheetah farm. So I was so excited to go to this cheetah farm because cheetahs are actually one of my favourite animals. And I got to pat a cheetah. Look, it took me 2 minutes to tame this wild beast. And look at me there, being able to pat it, and it didn't bite me. What an honour. They're actually tame. I can't take credit for it. No, I can't. But during the middle of that night, that first night we were staying at that farm, I had to go to the toilet. So I was looking around and I couldn't find my torch. I'm like, oh, dang it, I need my torch so I can go to the toilet. So I waited for what seemed like forever till I heard someone else rustling out of their tent. And I was like, please, can you wait for me? I need to go to the bathroom as well. So we used his torch to get to our destination. So what a predicament I was in. I needed my torch. I needed light to see where I was going. But not only that, if we know darkness, you know, it can be so unpredictable, especially when we're not familiar of where we are and where we're going. And it can be so disorientating at times, the darkness. And I didn't know anything really much about this farm, so I knew I needed the help of somebody else to get me to the bathroom. And I just think, man, I got to that point where there was urgency. Has anyone ever got to that point where there is urgency to get to the bathroom? You know, at that time, I couldn't find my torch and I needed someone who had their light handy to know so that I could get to the place where I needed to be. What did I learn from this experience? I made sure I knew where my torch was from then on, because I realised the value of light. I would have saved myself a lot of hassle if I just remembered where my torch was so that I didn't have to reach that urgency stage. You know, if I liken this experience to the Word of God, I need the Word of God. I need to know where my Bible is or my phone so that I can access it. Hiding in a cupboard does no benefit to me. I need to know where my Bible is. We need to know the Word of God so we can encourage not only ourselves but our families. And having someone else guide me to the right place was so beneficial. Having the Word to light our path and Holy Spirit to walk with us is not only beneficial, it is vital for us. Because I felt protected and I felt safe because I wasn't alone. And just like I needed someone to walk with me in the dark, our children need someone walking with them in the truth of God's Word, and that's families. And that is what God's Word does. It offers protection, safety, and boundaries. And I'm so glad Jesus said, "I will leave you with a helper to walk with you and guide you every step of the way." Why is the Word so important? You know, that experience reminded me of this powerful scripture in Psalm 119 verses 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So what does that mean? Just like a lamp provides light and clarity, the Word of God provides light, clarity, and direction. Light illuminates and reveals. So too does the Word of God. It illuminates our path so we can see ahead, and it reveals any dangers or obstacles or things that may trip us up. I love it when you read a scripture, and maybe you've read that scripture 10 times before, but this one time that you read it, the Holy Spirit illuminates something to you and you go, "I have never seen that before." I get so excited when that happens. "God, I've read that so many times and I've never seen that point before. Thank you for illuminating and revealing your truth to me." Is there something you need illuminated in your family today, so that you understand something your child or family member is going through? Is there something you need God to reveal to you through His Word, His wisdom, His strategies? The Word of God makes our steps clear. We can know where to step next with the guidance of God's Word, and we can also see if we need to remain on that same path or does God want us to change direction? His Word, His presence, His peace, His instruction, His guidance makes our paths straight. We know that each of our journeys can have twists and turns and bumps in the road. But just as light illuminates the way in the darkness of an unknown path, God's Word provides clear direction and purpose for our lives. It not only guides us, but it helps us make the right decisions in various situations and challenges we may face. When we face difficulties and challenges, God's Word offers us wisdom and strength to navigate them with resilience and to find solutions. Hebrews 4:12 says this, "God means what He says, and what He says goes. His powerful Word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defence, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one can resist God's Word. We can't get away from it no matter what. His Word is good, His Word is powerful, and His Word will never end. His Word is there to bring understanding and not confusion. His Word brings hope, not fear and doubt. His Word is clear and direct and a helpful explanation on how we should live. He wants us to walk in confidence and assurance in His Word for our lives." You know, in those days when that psalm was written, lights went out because the oil would run out. But today, the Word of God will never, ever run out. The Word of God will never be extinguished in our hearts and our lives. And that is something that we can trust in today. His Word is true. It is a strong foundation for our lives and it will never, ever return void. So we can trust in His Word for our lives. We can trust in His Word for our families. We can trust in His Word for this church as we stand firm on God's Word and God's truth. Therefore, we should read. We should learn, we should study, we should glean, and we should meditate on the Word of God and guard it with our hearts. For it is the lamp to our feet and it is the light to our path, brightening up every corner of our lives and guiding our feet into his way of truth for our lives. We need his word. Would everyone agree with me on that? We need his word. We need his word for our marriages, in our relationships, in our friendships. Has anyone ever experienced, just before you're about to go to sleep, and maybe something's happened with your partner or someone in your family, and you've just been reminded of that scripture, don't let the sun go down on your anger. It's like, well, Lord, can't you say that to the other person there? Okay, God, I will trust you because I know you've got me and I know your word is true. I'm sorry, Murray, for whatever the case may be. But I know that God, in his faithfulness to me, will always light the path for me to walk in as I'm obedient to what his word says to me. In our workplaces, our schools and our universities, we need the word of God. We need his word if we're going through times of struggle and uncertainties. We need his light to navigate the unexpected situations and difficulties we encounter. We need his light in those moments when we feel alone and overwhelmed. We need his light just because it is the truth. So many times I have clung to the word of God when I've been going through a difficult time. So many times I've clung to the fact that God is a good God and I can trust him no matter what I'm going through. And if he's spoken to my life, I've said, God, I just continue to declare that over my life, even if I don't see up ahead what's really going on, I know that you've got me. I know that you lead and guide me and that I can completely trust in what you've got for my life. Some of you may remember this story, but at the end of last year, I was woken up in the middle of the night. It was about, I think, 4 or 5 in the morning because I suddenly heard this cat fight going on outside my window, our bedroom window. So I just jumped up with the intention of getting to the front door to open the door and make sure my cat was okay. But unbeknownst to me, because it was dark, I found myself on the floor because I had accidentally, as I was going to, with my intention of getting to the cat, I banged into our bedroom door right down here. So I hit my face, I fell on the ground, and I had Murray laughing, and but you know what? I would have saved myself so much hassle if I had just turned on the light. Yes, I had good intention of helping my cat, but I couldn't see. And you know, being hurt and sitting on the ground is not going to actually help my cat in any way, shape, or form. You know, sometimes we can have good intentions of helping those people around us. And I'm not negating the fact that we have good intentions. But sometimes we need to actually turn on the light for ourselves and say, God, what is it you're wanting me to say in this situation? I don't want to just go with human wisdom and understanding. Right now, I'm going to turn on the light of your truth because it illuminates and reveals what you're wanting to say and do in this situation. And there's no point me helping someone if I'm flat on my backside. It's no help. But the word of God does help. The word of God does bring instruction. The word of God does bring guidance and help to the situation that people are going through, not only for ourselves, but the people around us. So let me encourage you. If you know you've got friends and family and is going through a situation, right now I want to encourage you, Holy Spirit, what is it that you're wanting me to do? Right now I'm going to turn on the light of the instruction of your word because it does bring guidance. It is a lamp for not only my feet but my family's feet. Right now, what is it that you're wanting me to do? I don't want to just go around in the dark. But right now, I need actually the revelation of your truth. Because when you speak the revelation of God's truth, it does bring change. It does bring healing. It does bring breakthrough because it is the word of God. And God is encouraging us today, don't stumble around in the dark anymore. I have given you my word. I have given you my promises. I have given you what you can declare over yourself and over your families in the name of Jesus. No more stumbling around. Yes, our intention is good, but let's turn on the light, not only for this family, for the people out there. God, what is it that you're wanting me to say? These people are coming into my world. They've got challenges. They've got problems. I haven't actually faced these things before. But Lord God, I know that you know them so well. You love them so much. Lord God, don't let me just stumble around the dark, but give me the truth of your word that will bring change into their hearts. There are people right now that have got situations going on in your lives. And right now, the Holy Spirit is turning on the lamp of his instruction, his word and his guidance into your life. Right now, I can just see it. I can actually feel it. It's just like the light is going on in people's hearts right now. You might be thinking, what is that? Like Christine said, it was like a tug of two tugs in her heart. It may be different for you, but right now I just sense the Holy Spirit is doing that in people's hearts and lives. There are situations you're going through. There are people in your world. God, what is the key? God, what is the answer? God, what is the thing, the word that you're wanting me to see, to say, to bring breakthrough? And it might be that you just pray. Lord God, you've given me this scripture for this person. I'm just going to pray right now and declare your breakthrough and your healing. And when the time is right, I know you will get me to say those words if I need to. In the name of Jesus, thank you that your word is true. Thank you that your word is strong. Thank you that your word is powerful and we can rest on the truth of God's word for our hearts and our lives. What does it say in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9? Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What is this scripture encouraging us to do? To impart the word of God to our families and to our children. And not just once, again and again and again. It is a repeated action. When you're at home, sitting in the lounge at dinner time, driving your car, switching off technology, just allowing that time and space to be able to talk about the word of God. In the morning at breakfast time, in the evening when putting the children to bed, read a Bible story and pray for your children. Make it visible so the family can see and be reminded of God and his goodness and love for us. How does reading the Bible as a family shape children and, in fact, us as well? Let me just read off some of these points for you. It instills God's truth as their foundation. It provides a moral compass and wisdom for life's decisions. You can say amen. It reveals God's character and his love for them. It helps them understand their place in God's big story. It models a personal relationship with God and it provides safe boundaries. Don't we need safe boundaries in this world today for our families? Thank you that God's word does that for us. And it's not just scripture that tells us this. Recent research confirms what we already know from God's word, that it is beneficial, that it is life-changing, and that it is powerful. A Christian organization called One Hope, whose main objective is God's word, every child, conducted a study in Australia at the end of last year of children aged between 11 and 13 years old. And one of the interesting findings from this study is that said that 71% of children say their parents are their biggest spiritual influence. Not their friends, not their leaders, not their teachers, but you. This is encouraging statistic for families and friends. But it's also a challenge because of the responsibility to use the time we have to speak into our children's lives. You are the most significant spiritual influence for your child. And here are some key points that came from this data. Preteens report that their parents are the primary influence in their lives, and they trust their families to guide them in answering life's most important questions. Family members and carers should not take their privilege of speaking into their children's lives, especially when they are young and learning to listen. These conversations may start at home, in the car, or at bedtime. Children are curious. From there, these questions ripple to other adults, teachers, siblings, mates, and online sources. Proverbs 6:23 says this: "Your parents give you commands and teachings that are like lights to show you the right way. The teaching corrects you and trains you to follow the path of life." So what are the benefits of reading the Bible as a family that came out from this study? Of families who read the Bible together, 57% of respondents, which is the children, read the Bible on their own. However, among families who didn't, only 17% read the Bible on their own weekly. Regular scripture engagement is clearly linked to improved well-being among young people. Christian preteens who read or listen to scripture weekly or more often are less likely to worry about doing well in school or losing a loved one. They also experience lower levels of anxiety compared to those who never engage with the Bible. So what are some recommendations from parents and carers from this study? Kids are watching, absorbing, and following long before they are taught. It is no secret that actions speak louder than words. Preteens not only listen to their parents, but they also watch what they do. You know, church is only 1% of a child's life. The home is the mission field. The home is where theology is lived out in real time. For Gen Alpha, having parents who live out their Christian faith is crucial to their own spiritual journey. Let them see you outworking your faith at home, praying, reading the Bible, having healthy relationships and conversations, and apologising when you need to. 2 Timothy 1:5 says this. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and then your mother Eunice. And I know that that same faith continues strong in you." You know, God is a God of generations and he's a God for families. And we can see that from this scripture. So what are some practical ways that we can read the Bible as a family? This is what I want to encourage you with today. So obviously reading the Bible is an absolute, but also storytelling, memorization and discussion around the Word of God. It could be Bible plans or gamified apps. There are Bible apps for children. At dinner time, bedtime, and when driving in the car, we can use those opportunities to speak to children. Even for couples, it is beneficial to read the Bible and discuss spiritual matters together. No matter what the makeup of your family is today, everyone will benefit from reading from the Bible. And I just want to encourage you with this little example from when I was a child, because I know at times we can often hear these things and go, well, that's great for you, or that's great encouragement, but do you realise the busyness of our week? I know children have sport. I know children have things on, but it's just taking just even if it's just 2 minutes of your week or your day just to be able to speak into your child's life. That is something that provides a foundation for them that will hold them in good stead. So when we were kids, once a week, my parents, in their infinite wisdom, and which I honestly honour them for, we spent time after dinner reading the Word, reading the Bible together. Now, I can honestly tell you we weren't perfect in that. It wasn't like the three of us, my siblings and I, were suddenly angels. Oh, yes, it's time to read the Bible with our parents. There were times we suddenly had, oh, we've got homework to do. Oh, I've got to go and do this. We didn't always sit there angelically. But let me tell you, it instilled a good practice in our lives and it gave us a love for the Word of God. I am standing here today as a testimony of the fact that my parents took the time to read the Bible to us as children. And as I said, life gets busy. I totally understand that. But I just want to really want you to hear my heart and hear the encouragement of just the benefit of reading the Word of God to your families. You know, my sister and I, we loved these books that are called My Bible Friends. So, you know, at night, Mum would read them to us before we went to bed. And I don't even know if they do this anymore, but my church, we had I thought they were the coolest thing. But they're a book and you got your pencil and there was nothing on the page. And oh my goodness, when you got the pencil and you went, oh, there's suddenly a picture there. Oh, it blew my mind. But not only that, I read the story with it and it obviously was a Christian story. But, you know, these things I remember. I have fond memories of these things. And my sister made an interesting point about this. She said it's like a fragrance now to her. A fragrance of what something that she had happened in her childhood of reading the Word of God. And now it's like a fragrance to her. I mean, how beautiful is that? That the Word of God as a child now becomes a fragrance to her because of the memory that it created and solidified the truth of God's Word in her life. And this was a Bible verse that I memorized as a child as part of one of these weekly times that we had as a family. And that is Proverbs 3:5-6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I know that today because I learnt that as a child. And let me tell you, let me just encourage you with how that has outworked in my life up to this point. Not only have I been able to trust God with my heart, I have been able to trust God with my heart. He has always opened the door for me, just in a practical sense of jobs. I was never one of those children that knew what I wanted to do. I was never one of those teenagers that really knew what I wanted to do. But God, in his infinite wisdom, has always just opened the door for me at the right time for a job opportunity. And I can stand here today and say to you, obviously, I'm not sure if you know, but I've given up my job and I just needed a bit of a break and I will need to start looking for some part-time work shortly. But I don't feel anxious at all about that. I don't feel like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You know why? Because I know I can trust in my God and I know that he will make my path straight. He's done it before. I know that he'll do it again. And not only will he do it in my life, I know that he will do it in your life because it's who he is. So my closing encouragement is, let's return to where we began in strengthening the practice of reading the Bible as individuals and families. You know, we've been talking about faith this year. Can you imagine? Can you imagine as we continue as a church body, as families, as we continue just to strengthen this area, how much that will impact our faith, not only in our lives, but in our children's lives. So let me just encourage you, if I can get you to stand in this place. If you're with family, we're all a family, I know, but if you're with your family, feel free to hold your partner's hand, your children's hand, if they feel comfortable that you doing that. And I just want to pray this over you this morning. Lord God, we just honour you. We just thank you that we can trust you with every area of our heart for the direction that you're wanting us to go as a family and as a church, as in individuals. Lord God, I just thank you that we can stand on the foundation, that Lord God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And right now, if there's families that are needing direction and guidance, I just thank you for your presence that is in this place. Lord God, that you'll begin to bring comfort, you'll begin to bring revelation and illumination into people's hearts who need it for the situations they may be going through. Lord God, you are so for families. And I just declare right now a hedge of protection around every family represented in this place. Lord God, I just thank you that you have us, you've got us, and that you will show us and reveal the next step that we need to take. And Lord God, right now I come against fear in the name of Jesus. If people are struggling with fear, what am I going to do with my child in this situation? What am I going to do in this situation? Lord God, we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but Lord God, you have given us power, you have given us love, and you have given us a sound mind. And I declare that over every family and person represented in this place right now, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear gone in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Fear to be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we stand on our authority of who we are right now, and I declare fear to be gone from people's minds and hearts in the name of Jesus. Because you do make a way in the desert. You do provide streams for us that refresh us in times of struggle and in times of uncertainty. Thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word today. Right now, I just sense the Holy Spirit is just bringing comfort. Just while you're standing, just want to not forget the opportunity of seeing if there's anyone that needs to know Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the answer to everything we go through. Like we heard in communion, he died on that cross for each of us so that we could see where we need to go. He's made a path that is clear and purposeful because of what Jesus did on the cross. And I would love to pray this prayer. And if you've never prayed this prayer, or if you haven't prayed it for a long time, I'd love for you to say it with us. Because Jesus is so real. Dear Jesus, please come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I declare that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and I choose to follow you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.